Well, I came away with being struck really by a number of things. Firstly is the fact that what was previously an area of 500 acres that was a toxic wasteland, of which the land was riddled with lead and arsenic and mercury, that over 1.2 million cubic square meters of soil have been washed clean. 52 large electric pylons have been put underground. And as I say, what was, in a sense, a dead man's land has been transformed into something quite incredible. It's one of the largest urban parks that have been built in Europe in over 150 years. It's a reminder, really, of Genesis 1, where previously there was chaos, and suddenly there's order and new life that have been created in a space that's very, very close to the centre of London. That's the first thing I think that we came away struck by. The second thing was just the vast scale of what the Olympic Games is all about. Yes, it comes around every 4 years with the Paralympic Games, but I think for many of us, we fail to remember that this actually is the largest gathering of people across the world at any one time. The bishops, I think, were just astounded by the fact that the whole world itself will be gathering on our soil. I think for many of us, you know, we hear the cry from the Lord saying, you know, go out to the whole world and spread the good news. Well, the whole world's coming to us. And so we've been sat there questioning, how do we respond to the myriad of visitors, really, that will come to London with the good news? And often that's just been in some very simple ways. And so we've been looking at that and discussing that. But certainly the bishops are really excited by this summer's events that are coming to the UK.
I have to admit, I found it a little unusual that a group of bishops would want to go to see an Olympic site, an Olympic park. And is there some sort of a coordination between city authorities, construction workers, construction teams with the Catholic Church? Are they somehow cooperating together?
Well, as much as possible, yes. Partly because what's happened is we have seen clearly an influx of people coming in for work, whether these be engineers or whether architects or construction workers from across the world. And again, mostly from Europe and many from Eastern Europe. So clearly our church congregations themselves have suddenly found themselves swelling with people from all corners of the world. And our congregations in London are very much like that anyway. But suddenly you have a lot of people who are away from their families. They're not just here with a whole family for work. They come over for a period of time and therefore need to be supported. So the Catholic Church, it's been very important that we've been awake and ready to meet with the needs of the people around. And also to ensure that what is transpiring there in the East End of London, around this 500 acres of transformed wasteland, that things are being done well. And they're being done not just for the here and now, but also to ensure there's a good and a strong legacy for the people of London who will be left with this site once the games themselves are over this summer.